Sir Keir Starmer has announced a timetable to resign and to step down. He's announced his resignation as leader of the Labour Party and announced a competition to replace him starting on the 9th of July and finishing before the summer recess. So there'll be a new Prime Minister before August in the United Kingdom. If you have a view on that, get in touch with us in the programme. But what about our own leadership? We're days away from the Irish delegation or Ireland taking over the EU presidency for the next 6 months on the 1st of July. Micheál Martin, Taoiseach of the country, will be leading all of that. Story in the front page of the Irish Examiner this morning. Martin should quit, as Fianna Fáil heads say TDs. A solid majority of the party surveyed by the Irish Examiner believe he should stand down as party leader at the end of the year, with Jim O'Callaghan and Dara Cleary emerging as frontrunners to take over. There's now a general consensus among TDs, senators and MEPs that Mr. Martin should be allowed to steer Ireland through the EU presidency, which runs until the end of December, but a conversation will be required immediately after that. And that was a detailed sample of the party over the past week, speaking to 51 of the 70 members of the Fianna Fáil Parliamentary Party, excluding, obviously, Micheál Martin himself. They revealed 59% want to see a change of leadership immediately after the EU presidency. With me on the line, top of this and other matters, is Fianna Fáil councillor and Kerry councillor Brandon Fitzgerald. Brandon, good morning to you and thanks for joining me this morning.
Good morning, Gerry. And look, I say, if you were having to ask me the most important question, Kerry, all the way. And, you know, after seeing them at the weekend, can I say to all of us people who've never scored a goal in a championship game or never scored a goal in Fitzgerald Stadium from just shy of the halfway line, it's not an easy thing to do, just to have the wherewithal to do that. And I think it's great credit to Paul Gainey. It reminded me of the Mikey Sheehy goal in the 78 final against Paddy Cullen. But I suppose the one thing from the weekend that we have been seeing and what we do know is put the ball into the full forward line with this. David Clifford inside there and the Gainies, put it in there and they'll do the damage, because you have the players out the field, they're doing their job. But I suppose, yeah, getting on to the second question of the day, that's an interesting, I suppose, survey. I haven't read it, but I just heard about it. For me, Micheál is the leader and I'm 150% behind him all the way. I think, and this is what I'm getting from most people that I'm talking to, they want the government to deal with housing. They want the government to deal with the cost of living issues and everything like that. The delivery of infrastructure. I know we're going into the summer, I suppose, the recess. I know there's a lot going on in the United Kingdom with Burnham and Keir Starmer, but we're not the United Kingdom, we're Ireland. And I think if you're going to ask any TD or senator, of course they're going to give an opinion. But from my own, I suppose, self, as I said, I'm fully behind Micheál Martin and his leadership of both Fianna Fáil and this country.
Yeah, and that, with that in mind, though, there probably was a timeline, perhaps maybe the country, and as you mentioned, the people there, Brandon, less concerned about who's leading the parties or leading the country, more concerned about fixing those issues. And we're talking about that today. We're here in Lazelton talking about rural communities under pressure, issues to do with rural housing. I know guidelines are coming out in the next, I think, week or so in relation to
absolutely
that. And cost of living, inflation issues. They want those particular things sorted by the government as is in the lifetime of this government, which is a couple of years to run yet.
Absolutely. Look, a government in our Dáil can last 5 years. I think what the people want is their representatives to deal with those questions that you're highlighting over in Lazelton today. That's what people are saying to me. People don't care who is going to do it, but they do want these solutions, or they do want these problems sorted. And the question I would be asking a lot of the TDs and senators, what exactly are you doing to solve these problems? We do know that there's the guidelines coming for the planning in rural areas. We've been waiting on those for a long time. We're looking for them. We want them. Will they be gone out before the summer recess? What are the implications for the planning department in Kerry County Council? What are the implications for Kerry County Council delivering social and affordable homes? One big issue that I would have here is, because the county did not qualify as a whole for affordable homes, over 80% of the county is not in line for affordable homes. the focus is on the towns that have over 10,000 of a population, Tralee and Killarney. I know from talking to people all around the county outside of Tralee and Killarney, they want an opportunity to buy an affordable home or affordable home. They want an opportunity to maybe get cost rental house or apartment. These are the issues that we have to be addressing now. And I would be saying, and I would be using the summer recess to put a plan in place to get it out there that there's homes, affordable social rental properties for people outside of the big cities.
Yeah. Yeah, well, let me ask you this question then. Story this morning in the Irish Independent about prospective home buyers, and I know the grants have been increased in terms of dereliction and trying to get people to do up properties, but it looks like they're now, the average person is looking to buy a new house or buy a house that doesn't require work because cost of renovation has gone absolutely through the roof. Price inflation for an average Irish family home, you know, it's gone up in terms of trying to do up a home, and that's part of the problem. And then you look at the story we had in Radio Kerry News this morning, 64 new homes granted planning, however, there's no water. And the developer will have to provide his own water before those houses in a town where private development has stalled for the last 20 years because of wastewater issues and water issues. And that's an example of much needed houses in rural Ireland that needs to be sorted. Irish Water are talking about a 5-year timeline to provide extra water capacity in Kenmare. That's surely not good enough, is it?
Absolutely. It is not good enough, and it should not be accepted. And the onus should be put back on Irish Water. We want this delivery of this infrastructure now. We want a plan now, and we want everyone, every builder, every developer to know that they can actually factor in a year or 6 months of a delay, but 5 years or 10 years of a delay, that's not simply good enough. And I think it's back down to the question at the beginning and with the questions that you're posing over there in the school, Jerry, is what our TDs and senators and what our government has to be doing is putting in place schemes, projects and I suppose the wherewithal and the knowledge to actually reduce the cost for developers. I think I've been talking to a few builders there, and they're saying from the Iran war, the costs have gone up 5-10% on building supplies. What are we doing to reduce those? While the costs are going up that high, we're not going to get builders, we're not going to get developers to build houses. And when there's not a supply of houses, then there's going to be a continuation of the crisis that we have at the moment. So these are the questions that I'm asking. These will be the questions that I will be putting to my representatives. These are the questions that I am actually asking inside in Kerry County Council with my Fianna Fáil colleagues all of the time. And I think these are the serious questions that need to be asked and answered.
Okay, well, on a separate issue, you were talking about this ever since it happened. This is in December when the Fastnet ran aground in Dingle Harbour, a salvage job that wasn't easy because of the weather conditions and other conditions where the ship was located in. That has been finished and the whole area has been cleared up. Is that right?
That is my understanding. As good a job as could be done, but I suppose first and foremost, look, I posted it there at the weekend. Just from the initial rescue, the operation to that, there was 14 crew. They were all rescued and gotten off the boat safely. And I think that has to be always acknowledged, because the job that our rescue services does in difficult conditions, it is quite amazing. So to, number one, rescue the crew off the boat back in December, and then to put in place, when the boat wasn't being able to, I suppose, lift it off the rocks at the time, to put in place a plan that would actually remove the vast bulk of the boat from the rocks outside Beambawn. It was a 350-ton boat, and as far as I can see, and I was out there on, I think, Saturday morning talking to a few locals, you could not see any bit of the boat there. I suppose with all of the stakeholders, the Department of the Marine, I suppose, the Harbour Master in Dingle, and of course the the salvage company themselves, Atlantic Towage and Marine Salvage. They have done a tremendous job. And of course, at times there was I suppose, flotsam and jetsam on different beaches. But what they have been saying all the time is, report it, let the authorities know, and they will get out there to do it. As I said, it was a 350-ton boat that they were removing off the rocks, and to do that, I know around the coast there's a lot of boats still being left on the rocks in various places. We are very, very fortunate that the authorities and the companies and the insurance company and the salvage company dealt with it in such a good and efficient manner.
Yeah. Okay, Rondon, we're going to leave it there. Thanks very much for giving us your view on that this morning. That's Councillor Rondon Fitzgerald of Fianna Fáil with us on the line. If you have a view on what he had to say, get in touch.